Et daar is ook een productie van de kinderen. Maar om te snappen dat je het niet kunt stellen, dat je het niet kunt stellen. Swami niet te lang. En dat is de Swami Devi. Gorban is de Charlie, de Sterk is de Swami, de Sterk is de Sterk. Om een keer te leren dat ze aan de randen van de kerk. Thank you all. Hare Krishna. We're reading still from the third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. And in this chapter, it describes the middle pastimes of Mahaprabhu from the point of when he takes sannyas and travels. He travels all throughout India. He travels to the south, to Jagannath Puri, then onward south, and then later north to Bengal, then to West India, to Vrindavan, and then comes back. So up until the time he returns to Jagannath Puri, after taking sannyas, after 6 years, this is the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this Madhya Lila is very sweet and very special, and there's so many instructions in it. And we can see the instructions that Mahaprabhu was giving by his personal example and by the words he speaks. And we can see what he likes, what he appreciates, and what he doesn't like, because these things are all models for our own advancement in Krishna consciousness. So Mahaprabhu started for Vrindavan immediately after taking sannyas, because he wanted to fulfill naturally the purpose of existence, of his existence, in a similar way that we should want to fulfill the purpose of our existence. It's very rare that someone in this world nowadays thinks about what is the purpose of my existence. We sort of even forget that we exist, in the sense that we just go about our daily activities thinking that tomorrow is going to be just like today as yesterday. But we forget that we exist, and we just live in this amazing bubble of our mental consciousness. And as we shall hear, this is not the purpose of existence. And Mahaprabhu was going to show us what it is in so many different ways. So as he was traveling as a sannyasi, his mind was focused on a particular mantra, a particular Sanskrit sloka, etan sastaya, but paratmanishtam, abhyasitam, by worshipping the Supreme Lord continuously, the lotus feet of Mukunda, Mukundangri. By keeping my mind in that consciousness, I'm going to cross the vast ocean of material existence. And this Mahaprabhu, this mood and this sloka, Mahaprabhu approved of, and therefore he was chanting it, this mood that we can cross the ocean of material existence by keeping our mind focused on Mukunda, on Krishna. So how to do that, of course, it's an art, it's a science, and it's a taste. And this will be developed in many, many ways throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita. because it's easy to, in one sense, it's easy to just simply accept that life has a purpose, my existence has a purpose, and then to discern, to decide upon what that purpose is in an accurate way, in an intelligent way, in a deep way. That's also difficult. And then how to attain that purpose, to know how to attain the purpose, it is something else that's also wonderful. But to actually do it and take it really seriously as the essential part of my life and make the rest of my life molded to attain the purpose that I've ascribed to that life, this takes what? That was a question. Of course, I have an answer in my mind. What does it take to not only know the purpose of life and know how to get it, but then to actually do it, and then to do it in a firm way, in a fixed way? What does that take?
Focus.
And what is the cause of focus?
Determination.
What's the cause of determination?
Intensity.
Intention. What's the cause of the intention?
Attraction and love.
Yeah, that's something on the highest level. Yes.
Commitment.
Commitment, yeah. I was just thinking of simple old sincerity.